Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
playing games, changing their names, pulling tricks, getting their kicks all the way down. Let it ride.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. kind of what the groove sounds like on the other side of the tracks, y'all. Good evening, and welcome as we pour another Blueberry Tea Set for you. I'm your host, DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Singerman. As always, it is great to be with you. Soul Trees Blueberry Tea Set, proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. You know, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to all the members of the Brother Man Network. Love to our colleagues, Sonic Cheryl, who is recuperating. And, of course, ride with me, DJ Gray from the East Bay. What's up, G?
I like to wish everybody a happy, happy Native American Indian Month.
Ow.
The month is Native right. American History Month.
Yes, indeed.
So, how you doing,
like
bro?
That, I'm good, my man. I am good. I'm cracking up here because in the last song that played on our mix, Let It Whip by the Daz Band, you know, on the other side of the track, it's Crack That Whip.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, grooves come down, but somehow two seemingly different grooves usually meet up at the same place if the heads are right. And having said that, some feedback we got from yesterday's show, a lot of people dug the What If segment. So that is going to be in. And I think, Gary, this is one you can use on your show as well. Because
yeah, Michael, I think I know a reason why. People like to imagine what would happen if they were changed.
That's true.
They like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does give some, it opens the floor to interpretation. But
yes.
Not speculation. It's like, okay, yeah, something different could have happened and stuff. And I think it was taken in the right spirit. That's why I'm going to hang on to it as a format, because I think it sparks up conversation sometimes and, you know, might even wake up some old situations and bring some new ideas to the fore, you know? So, yeah.
It's a good idea. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm definitely liking it. And I have yet to see the TV show version yet, but I'm sure it's interesting because, you know, it leaves the same premises out there, like what could have happened, blah, 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 all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. Right on with that. Meanwhile, what's going on down yonder, brother?
Well, we get ready to get ready for another rainstorm. Michael,
mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in global warming, you better
mm-hmm.
start believing it. Because
that's right.
Michael, we got more rain in this month than we ever had rain.
Ever? Oh, shoot.
Ever.
Dang.
And we go month by month with over 200%
mm-hmm.
more than we were last year.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
crazy.
That brings up a good point, though, G. I mean, all right, we know global warming exists. But like I was telling you, during the summer, it felt semi-tropical here. What did it feel like for you where you were in the East Bay over the summer? Was it hotter, wetter, colder, what?
It was a little bit warmer, but it didn't get warmer.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right about wet. I think this winter, if it's consistent here with what we felt all summer, I can expect it's going to be very wet. I don't think we're going to see a lot of snow, but I do think we're going to see a lot of rain.
Man, it's like we have to go to the store early because we're going to the store to rain.
I heard that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
really crazy.
Well, bro, you know, they said, we were told that this was very much a possibility, and everybody snuffed it off because, first, they couldn't make no money out of it, and second, it was interfering with other political games and stuff and all kinds of dastardly stuff. And, you know, it was let be. And now that it's here, it ain't going away. So we have to make adjustments and find out how we're going to able how we'll be able to adapt in the middle of this mess. So that's the only way to really describe it. But what do you have on tap for the Cove on Saturday?
Well, we're going to discuss the reggies of the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
And how small schools have little or no chance.
Yep.
They get the top four. They ain't gonna forget it. It's not gonna happen.
Oh yeah. But you're right. It's a conversation that needs to be had because you know, as the games are played, as the money is being gambled,
yes, sir.
They already know who they're gonna put up in those four spots.
Yes, sir.
Now, we know this means expansion. So if it don't happen this year, you know doggone well it's surely gonna happen next year. Because the payroll is too hefty, and that payroll must be met. So that gives us something to think about. So stay tuned on that. But, yeah, you're right. I'm curious to see what the rankings are going to come out with and how much
Michael,
they'll get the biggest school.
University of Cincinnati, right?
Yep.
They get us two years in advance. So they can't change the schedule.
Exactly.
You're punishing a team that ain't no because the schedule. Like, come on, really?
That's right. But the University of Cincinnati knows that they have to climb some hoops or jump through some hoops to get in there. You know, for them to even make noise about it is a waste of time because the big boys have already decided where that money's going to go.
Yep.
Now, they may get... They might get a different level bowl game this time. They may actually get a seven-figure bowl game, but do you think they're going to get a Final Four? Oh,
hell no.
So we'll see what happens with this. But having said all of that, is there anything else off your mind, on your mind, rather, that you want to get off before I go back to work?
All right. You all know what I'm going to say. Get that vaccine. Your children get that vaccine. Let's end this mess. Right?
Yep.
Wash your hands. Put a mask on. Don't be like Aaron Rodgers. Okay, don't be like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Michael.
Yes. Well, Aaron, you ended up getting COVID, so now you're on the sideline for 10 days. So. To the rest of the NFL rank and file, don't be playing around. This is real stuff. But since G asked me to bring it up, wash your ass, doggone it. Don't have no funky ass out here. This is like a worldwide deal, too. So everybody around the world, wash your ass. So that means lavase su culo. You know, wherever you are, wash your ass. Well, wash that ass means and stuff. So, and, of course, wear a mask where applicable. But having said all of that, if you're traveling tonight, please go safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. And, of course, Saturday we'll be back with the Stir Fry, 2 p.m. Eastern, followed by Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Liver Cove at 4. So kick back and relax if you're inside. If you're outside, go safe, stay safe, and be safe.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together. So that you can unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's right here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that is right. Cried, cause he died a trifling death. When he left his very last breath, was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
Don't sweat the technique. Girl, girl. girl glanced at me. I whispered in the air, wanna be with me?
You wanna look pretty though in my video?
Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know.
Just dance if you want up in the Holy Ghost trance.
It's the stop of a puzzle killer ant in your pants.
I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me.
I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found.
I'm just a dog trying to make some money. So give me my streaks and give me my honey.
Radios play this all day, every day.
Recognize I'm a fool and you love me.
None of you know, better look at me funny.
You know my name, I'm giving my money.
Hey, hey, hey,
sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
I said, hey, hey,
just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
And 31 is money. I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your money.
Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight.
You're looking at my wrist, ain't this so nice?
The price, bitch, is diamond shining, disco line.
You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them.
Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, for carrying Rollo.
But hold on, you can call me dirty. And then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty.
God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, I play my music loud.
And take the bass of those dirty to move the crowd.
To say he had his dick in his mouth.
Eddie Murphy taught me that back in the
but
house.
But give him a money.
Hey, hey, hey. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I said, hey.
Dollar again.
Thank you. Tuesday breakdown. Guess you just don't care, 'cause you found you are not a man. I wanna be with you when you're all alone. I wanna be with you when you feel you got another man. Baby, see, oh baby, alright. I wanna be with you when the night time comes. I wanna be with you when the daytime comes. I wanna say, oh baby, little baby, baby with you. To the heartbreak seems to be a drag when you know that you love her specially. Catch up, baby. Catch up with my dreams. Many things I can see you are.
It's alright. Thank you. believe I stand the goddess of desire. Set men on fire, I have this power. Morning, noon and night, it's drink and dancing, some quick romancing, and then a shower. Stage door johnnies constantly surround me, they always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habits? I'm not a rabbit, I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired of being admired, tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promised the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming, and always too soon. I'm tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
Nope.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet up? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
You know We'll be right back.
You got to fade to black. See you at the Stir Fry Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 on the Pacific, followed by Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Lipper Cove. Everybody, please, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you Saturday. Good night.